The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely the opinion of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Grown Folks Talk Radio Network and or Dreams Fulfilled Media. Listener discretion is advised.
You need to shut the f*** when Grown Folks is talking.
This is a Dreams Fulfilled Media production.
Welcome to Grown Folks Talk, where we promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God. Warning, this show is not for the faint at heart. So, if you're incapable of keeping it real, if you're not ready to face your issues, or if you're sensitive on any level, then please don't even bother sitting your ass at the round table. Please note that our views and opinions are just what they are. Our views, our opinions. We're not licensed therapists. We are licensed realists, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's your host, Mr. Sean D. Upshaw.
Hello, what's going on, people? Thank you for tuning in tonight. Joining us at the round table for another episode of Grown Folks Talk with Sean D. Upshaw. Of course, I am your host, Mr. Sean D. Upshaw, and I'd like to thank you. Repeatedly thank you for joining us tonight. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be here with me as well as my co-host as we talk about or wrap up part two of this topic that we had starting on Tuesday, the benefits of loving you before allowing anyone else to do it. But before we jump into that and before I bring on my co-host, I would like to thank Dreams Fulfilled Media for being a medium that allows us to have Grown Folks Talk live each and every Tuesday and Thursday night here on Grown Folks Talk Radio. But more importantly, I want to thank the listening audience, the loyal support base that has been following Grown Folks Talk since day one. I can't say enough of how much I appreciate you guys for, you know, just believing in the dream, following the vision. And without you, none of this would be happening. So I definitely have to give you a shout out, each and every time we have this show live and in full effect. Tonight, as always, we end for an entertaining, fulfilling, real, informative show. You already know on Thursdays, I have the multi-millionaire in here with me. So I'm always hyped when he's here with me on Thursday. But let me bring him in, Mr. Andre Spence. What's going on, brother?
What's up, brother? How's your night going?
Hey, it's going. And we here. That's all that matters.
Hey, that's right. That's right. That's all that matters, man. That's all that matters. Tonight, we're about to sit back and continue on with the topic that the ladies were talking about on Tuesday. So I'm excited about it. I'm glad that the listening audience is out there because they're going to really appreciate this topic that we're discussing.
I definitely agree, especially since we come in at it from a man's perspective. I know you had a chance to listen to the show on Tuesday, and I know the listening audience had a chance to listen. And they got the woman's perspective. But as you can see, I was kind of trying to, you know, carve a way into how I can segue into tonight's topic with men, because we have a hard time with having these type of conversations. Well, not you and I per se, but just most men in general. So it's going to be very intriguing to find out what comes out of this, what kind of steps we can actually put into place to learn how to love ourselves more before we allow other people to do it. So I'm excited, man. I know you probably can't tell because I ain't, you know, hype, but I ain't never been hype. Dre, that's why I got Dre.
That's me. That's me. I'm the hype dude. I'm not the hype man. I'm that hype dude, though.
Exactly. Definitely.
I'm going to let you know. I'm like the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Hey, I ain't mad at you.
But I was doing tonight.
Exactly. But before we get into that and before we jump into anything else, you know, I had to get the millionaire tip of the week. I'm fiending for it, brother. What is it, man? Let me know.
Oh, yeah. Once again, Andre Spence, the multi-millionaire. Once again, we got another week that's gone by. I hope that you have been implementing the tips that we have been posting as well as speaking on each and every week on Grown Folks Talk.
Yeah,
this week's tip of the week is stop being so damn lazy.
Hell yeah. Mm.
Stop being so damn lazy. Now, I'm not talking about the laziness that comes when we're having a lazy day because we all have those laid-back days. I'm not talking about when you're on vacation and you're sipping on a margarita on the beach. And I'm not just talking about when you're just having a situation where you're just relaxing, just getting home from a long day at work, or you're just coming from the gym, or you've just been working with the kids, or you just feel like just being a lazy ass on that particular day. I'm not talking about that type of lazy. I'm talking about when life begins to nudge you in a new direction and you allow the situation or the location or even the relationship that you're in becomes so comfortable that life can no longer guide you into a new direction. Mm. That's fucking lazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes we call it procrastination. Sometimes we call it hesitation. Whatever you want to call it, at the end of the day, we need to stop it when it comes to certain areas of our lives. In certain areas of our lives, it is good to be relaxed and laid back and comfortable. But when you feel within yourself that nudging to get your ass up in the morning and go ahead and go to the gym like you're supposed to, instead of having to get up and go to the doctor's office because you're fighting that diabetes, or when you feel that nudging to start that business, or feel that nudging to talk to your spouse or your friend about a situation that you may feel uncomfortable with, stop being lazy with it and go ahead and take care of that. So my tip of the week this week is stop being so damn lazy.
Man, I love that. You might be just talking to me. I'm over here feeling some type of way. Excuse me. You might be talking
to me. I use these myself. I really do.
Hey, I got open-toe sandals on right now, brother. You can't be stepping on my toes right now. But I definitely understand. I definitely understand the tip, man. And I'm quite sure that everybody out there understands it as well, because we all been there. Let's be honest. We all been there.
No doubt.
And the major mistake that we make is believing that tomorrow is promised. I think once we get out of that whole mentality of believing that tomorrow is promised, we'd be in a better position to do more things and
to
expand to our life. Yeah. Yeah. So that's
the problem
that's
I find with people that are lazy is that we have a tendency of stepping up or stop being lazy once the situation becomes uncomfortable. Then we finally start to make that maneuver. Why does it have to take for a situation to be uncomfortable when we already know that life has already been nudging us maybe 6 months, 6 days, 6 years to get out of that situation anyway?
Got you. Well, you know, you're always dropping some jewels that make you think from week to week. And as I said, we always put those Rillionaire Tips on our fan page on Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/ Grown Folks Talk with Sean D. Upshaw. Definitely go to the page, like it, and get your Rillionaire Tip for the week. So, I mean, they're up there, Dre. I don't know if you had a chance to really look at them, but they up there. People are responding.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely appreciate the feedback, ladies and gentlemen. So let's jump into the hell to the nah or hell nah
my
segment.
Part.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that for this Thursday evening of Grown Folks Talk. So I want you to close your eyes for a minute, listening audience. I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine that you're at church and, you know, you're getting your praise on. And, you know, they take that break for announcements. And when the announcer gets up, you know, give you the announcements that's going around the church, you hear your husband's name for some strange reason. And this is what the story is all about. So this young lady was at church when she found out this secret. The pastor standing at an altar in front of everyone announced that her husband, Patrick Sellacourt, had married another woman. Can you believe that?
Wow. I had to pause for a second on that one.
We all pause, brother. Trust me, we all pause. With the congregation laughing. Listen to this. The congregation was actually laughing, my brother. This lady ran from the church and started researching. The wrong thing you want a woman to do, researching. Anyway, the 57-year-old showed up after her research to the Orange County Sheriff's Office a few days later with copies of the old and new marriage license in hand. Sellacourt, 49, is now facing charges of bigamy and making false official statements. The records show he was arrested on a warrant, excuse me, and booked in the Orange County jail. Since then, he has now been released. So the hell to the knob moment tonight goes to Patrick Sellacourt for deciding to marry more than one woman. I mean, in some countries, that's good, bro. Maybe you need to go over to those countries, but over here in the United States, that shit doesn't fly. I don't know if someone told you, but, you know, it doesn't
now
work.
Now he got them both putting money on his books. So, wow.
I definitely agree.
The brother's in a Peter Gunn situation.
Oh, don't get me started on that jackass. Please don't.
Oh, you love the hip-hop fans out there.
Oh, my God. I talked about him enough on Tuesday. But, you know what, Peter Gunn's actually make this guy look innocent. To be honest with
I know,
I don't.
Right?
I think bigotry is a angel sentence compared to what Peter Guns is out here doing to women, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, we gave Raelle
to the life sentences.
Man, is he ruining lives
life
out here
to these women? It's so sad, ladies. Please.
Oh my God, Mr. Sellecourt and Peter Guns must be related because they out here fucking women's lives up. But anyway,
yes, they are.
Let's move on. We're gonna take a short break for station identification. On the other side of the break, we're gonna jump into this topic: the benefits of loving me before allowing anyone else to do it. Sit back, relax. We'll be right back after this.
The show that will offend the shit out of you, but help you at the same damn time.
Oh.
You're tuned in to Grown Folks Talk with Sean D. Upshaw on the Grown Folks Talk Radio Network. Your source for real talk with no bullshit. You're tuned in to Grown Folks Talk with Sean D. Upshaw on the Grown Folks Talk Radio Network.
If you can't handle grown folks' truth, then...
You can't handle the truth!
This is Grown Folks Talk with Sean D. Upshaw on the Grown Folks Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, grown folks. If you're online and you'd like to be a part of the roundtable discussion, then do so by dialing the Grown Folks Talk hotline at 646-787-1851. Press 1 to get into the queue, and we'll be glad to pull a seat out at the table for you. Now, let's get back to the discussion at hand.
And we're back, grown folks. Welcome for those just joining us. And of course, if you missed the hell no moment, Dre decided he wanted to bring up Peter Guns again, which totally took me back to Tuesday and pissed me clean off again. he brought it up and pissed me clean off. The reason I...
Yes, I did.
Well, yeah. The reason I hate that situation, bro, is because it's babies involved. But when you start bringing babies into the mix, then those are little humans that are going to be affected by your insecurities, your bullshit. And they have to grow up. And either they're going to grow up being like you, or they're going to grow up messed up behind your actions, which is just totally irrational in my eyes.
And not realizing that his actions are infectious toward those children that are coming up. You know, that's the sad part as well when it comes to the kid.
I agree. I definitely agree. And on top of that, to bring up, you know, Mr. Sellecourt over here, who decides that he want to marry two women, it kind of perfectly segue into our topic tonight, which is the benefits of loving you before allowing, or loving you or loving me, you know, however you want to put it, before allowing anyone else to do it. I really want to jump into the men's psyche concerning this situation about loving yourself. Because I think a lot of men fall into this category when it comes to being out there just doing dumb shit when it comes to women, or being caught up in multiple pregnancies, as my boy, Mr. Peter Guns, like to do, or just random just nonsense that you know you're not supposed to be involved in. So me and Drake, we're going to do our best at tackling these issues. We're going to hold you for about an hour. We're going to let you go around the 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, but we're going to do our best. Like I said, always, we can't give you all the points that we want to give you within the hour, but at least we can plant a few seeds where you can think about some of this stuff. That's the main purpose of these Grown Folks Talk episodes. So Dre, let's jump into this topic, brother. When you was listening on Tuesday and you heard what the women were saying, what were you thinking as a man, because I also brought up, what advice would you give a man to, you know, get to know himself a little better? As I said in Tuesday's show, women seem like they have an easier time self-evaluating than men do. Why is that?
I think that it's not that women have an easier time. I think that women have an easier avenue of expressing the fact that they self-evaluate. Society allows them to, that's part of being an emotional creature per se, to allow a woman to be able to be expressive, whether it be in a passionate way, whether it be in a loving way, whether it be in a negative way sometimes. Society has become more lax with allowing a woman to be expressive than when a man is showing his expression, when he wants to communicate and he wants to grow or advance emotionally or internally. It's not the norm for us to be able to do that. So, and that's why this topic is being brought up today, because we want men to know that there's nothing wrong with taking time out of your life and learning about your emotional side or your inner man and your higher self to mm-hmm. become a better person. So
yeah,
that's the problem that I find, that society just has not become comfortable in it with men expressing themselves, A. B, I find that the way that we express ourselves is different from how women express themselves. And the travesty is, a lot of times you ladies, you expect us to express our emotions or our inner growth or our inner man the exact same way that you would.
Mm-hmm.
What I noticed that the women were saying on the show Tuesday, like they said, we can go into a bathroom and meet another woman and have a bring up a topic and we both can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can begin to speak on emotional things. You can't do that with a dude.
No, you can't.
You can talk about women or money or cars or houses or money or women.
Of
to
course.
Dudes, we can relate like that. But when it comes to the inner person, this is what I've learned from talking to guys that when I go speak in prisons, when I've gone to county jails, when I've gone to do different speaking engagements, this is what I've mm-hmm. found. You have to build a rapport with the inner man within a man first before he allows you to communicate when it comes to helping him grow within himself. You notice that, Sean?
I definitely noticed that, but I want to know why. Because I think Coach Ivy made an excellent point when she said, men make it totally impossible for other men to feel comfortable with expressing themselves.
True.
After she said that, my mind got to turn in. I'm like, damn, why is that? What are we protecting our true selves from? Are we protecting ourselves from not looking weak or the idea of not looking weak? Or we just don't want certain people to know certain things about us as men? Or I'm trying to figure it out, Dre. I'm trying to figure it out.
Because a lot of times I found that when it comes to talking to guys, I remember that statement, and that's when I sat back and I analyzed from my experiences with guys
mm-hmm.
that it's a rapport thing, it's a comfort thing. With us guys, you know, we use three major elements as our shields of protection. And I know ladies probably know this or don't know this. We use fear, we use pride, and we use lies.
Mm-hmm.
A man gonna use some lies, we don't use nothing else, ladies. We are going to be prideful, even when we know that you're right. I know many times you ladies have run across men, the man that you even love, and he's had a prideful moment. Also,
yeah.
When it comes to fear, we won't admit that we'll come across cocky or we'll come across whatever, but we're afraid as well, just like you ladies are afraid to expose certain things, so are we. So what ends up happening is by putting up those shields, for all so long, your whole life, especially many of us throughout our adult lives, it's hard for us to allow someone to come in and show us how to walk in a self-love format
mm-hmm.
until one thing comes along. Like Coach Ivy was saying, when it comes to the ladies.
Yeah.
When it comes to the men, what has to come along is comfort. We've got to feel comfortable enough to let those fears down, to stop lying to ourselves, to stop being so damn prideful. Once that comes down, it amazes you how much you learn from men about them from within, and not necessarily this external bullshit that we try to express to the world.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's what I find. I find that the problem with men when it comes to self-love is we're so busy putting up these damn shields that we don't realize, putting up this pseudo person, that we don't
mm-hmm.
realize that that's not even the real us. See where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from. I think another aspect of it is our childhood plays a lot in that as well.
A lot.
It's because either most kids growing up, or men especially, they don't have an authoritative figure in their life to actually show them direction, or they have an authoritative figure in their life, but that authoritative figure is caught up with other things to the point where they can't grasp how important guidance is for a young man.
True.
A father-son relationship is so integral to a boy's growth into a man that I don't think some fathers are able to fathom that aspect of it. Now, I say that because now everybody knows I have a 4-year-old daughter, but I've been trying to get my wife pregnant for so long because I want a boy. I want a boy. I want a boy. I want a son.
Right.
The reason I want a son is because I want to put everything that's in me now that I didn't have put in me when I was younger. I want my opportunity. Right. I want my shot to raise a young prince into a king. I want my shot to tell him that, hey, expressing yourself is cool. You know, telling people your emotions is cool. But then everything, this including men and women, I think you have to have some type of balance with it. And I think that's the one thing that us as men are missing. Well, is missing, excuse me. I think the thing of it is we don't have any balance. So with us, I think we have so much pent up stuff within us that if we begin to express, then it began to look like we becoming over emotional. And it's our fault because we have allowed so much bullshit to build within us that we either, you know, suppress it or we try to forget it through other outlets, via cheating, via alcohol, via whatever your addiction of choice is or pleasure of choice during that particular time. Those are the things that we use instead of actually expressing how we really feel. I think if more men really express how they feel, I think we have more leaders in place. I think we have more men stepping up to be leaders, not only in society, in households, more role models. It just, the natural order of things began to take place. That's just my personal opinion. What are your thoughts, Jerry?
I'll tell you what the other amazing part is about it. Now, you had mentioned before why. Why are we wired like this? Why are we made like this? If you sit back and you think about it, when many of us men, when we were young, well, let's start with ladies. When the ladies were young, somebody gave them an easy bake oven. Somebody gave them a jump rope. That means that you had to relate to somebody in order to use it. Oftentimes, you could use it by yourself, but it was a lot more fun with the double dutch.
Mm-hmm.
They gave ladies an outlet of baby dolls or Ken and Barbie. And not saying that men needed these things. We had action figures, not a doll.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and so women learned at an early stage relation. They learned that it was nothing wrong with being open, expressive, imaginative with your emotions from the inside at an early stage.
Mm-hmm.
We were young. I'm 2 or 3 years old, 4, 5, 6 years old. Somebody said, boy, here's a football, here's a baseball, here's a basketball, and a hockey puck.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and compete. You get knocked down, get up. Boy, you better not cry. So we learned competitiveness. Once we got a little older, somebody said, I want you to go out there hunting. So we learned to hunt or we learned to fish. But later on in life, once puberty kicked in, all of a sudden someone told us, hey, you got to learn relation too. What is this relation thing that you speak of?
Mm-hmm.
It was so foreign to us to where women had already been developed from an early age regarding that. And so now you have the man. He's 30, he's 40, he's 25, he's 22, and he knows very little, or he's just developing in the area of relation. And that's what the problem is. Because if you sit back and you ask most guys, if you had a room full of 100 guys, just walk into a barbershop, how many, brother, do you love yourself? Hell yeah. What about you? Man, gone with that shit, dog.
Yeah.
Oh, what about you? Of course I love myself. Okay, we got a room full of 100 men inside or out of a barbershop. But my point is that when you look at the statistics of men that are incarcerated, men that are not taking responsibility for themselves or their children, men that are not going to receive any form of education, whether it be a technical school or whether it be college, men that haven't read a book in 15 years, at least long try to write a book, men that are abusive to women, the rape level. But these are the same guys, notice this, that will look you and I in the face and say, I love myself.
Yeah.
Quite obvious, there's disparity between our self-love because we learn relation wrong or late in life compared to women. And those statistics, even though they're growing in certain areas, those stats are not as staggering when it comes to women because they learn relation earlier in life compared to how much we learn relation. And the number one area they learned relation was self-love. And we did.
Yeah. But I really kind of hate that we didn't learn it, to be honest with you, because here's the thing. Here's the reality of it. So, like I said in the beginning, most boys don't have an authoritative figure in the household, which means you're being raised by a mother, a woman. So I can actually speak on that because I was raised by a woman. I was raised by a mother. So there were certain things she can give to me and there were certain things that she couldn't give to me. Now, one thing that my mother did give to me was empathy, sympathy. Everything else, the streets gave to me. So when you begin to assess what you learn from your mother versus what you learn from the streets, a young man who doesn't know his way or doesn't have a clue of where he's going to go with the one thing where he feels most accepted, which is the streets. Not saying that your mother wouldn't accept you, but your boys in the streets accept you on a level to where you kind of substitute it as a father figure. You like, yeah, I love my mom. She's my mom, but these are my boys. These are my, I don't really know the word for it right now off the top of my head, but you understand what I'm saying. So you tend to go with what's accepted. I give you a prime example. When I was growing up, there was three types of dudes. Okay. You had your drug dealers, you had your ladies, men, so-called pimps or whatever the case may be. And you had your, you know, alcoholics. And then, you know, you had a slew of people that's in the hood, or a slew of characters in the hood. The one that appealed to me was the ladies' man. And the reason I say that is because I don't know, man. I was just fascinated by the fact that this guy had a whole bunch of women just flocking around him, and he can make each one of them smile. Exactly. But not realizing that those are insecure women that he's making smile. And he's just as insecure as them, because everything that he's giving them comes from an insecure place. And it comes from a position of you're going to always need me. So my question to you is, why men never take into consideration that the things they're doing is only for a short period of time? And they never take into account what happens after that part of your life is gone. And that's kind of where I want to go into now. I want to give some steps on what we need to do to evaluate ourselves better as men.
Cool. One thing that I found is that when it comes to myself, I had to realize when it came to expressing self-love, I had to be true to myself. I had to be honest. Okay. The women mentioned that on Tuesday. One of the first steps is being honest with yourself and uncovering some things. The next thing that I love their list that they had. First thing they said, just in case you ladies and gentlemen weren't there listening in on Tuesday, the first thing that the lady said was be honest with yourself.
Exactly.
The second step they said is begin to uncover some things. A lot of things that we cover up as men, as well as women do, but men just cover it all up. And the worse it gets, the more we pile it on top, just pile more and more on it. And the reason I find for that, Sean, is that oftentimes the results or repercussions aren't as immediate.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if a woman gets pregnant, within 9 months, the repercussions are immediate. Mm-hmm. Remember, we were just kind of like being a tongue in cheek when it came to Peter Gunn and the ladies, and Peter Gunn is out there giving these ladies life sentences.
Yeah, yeah.
The results are immediate. When it comes to men, oftentimes our situations of lack of inner love, we can walk away from the situation.
Yeah.
Not realizing that it's still within us because we don't see immediate results or immediate repercussions. Oh, that's down the line. This drug addiction won't get to me. Or me being with all these women, right now I'm the baller. I'm the man. Or if I'm in the streets selling those drugs, whatever it may be. Or whether I don't need that education right now. I remember one time I had a gentleman come to my school, and he wanted to get started, and he couldn't because he hadn't registered for Selective Service. So for any of you guys out there that haven't registered for Selective Services, if you hadn't by the age of 26, what will end up happening is you cannot register and you will not receive any financial aid whatsoever for college. So make sure that you register. Or ladies, if you have a son, turn 18, get that boy registered.
Mm-hmm.
But the pain, that man broke down and cried. His daughters were there. His wife was sitting next to him. He was so excited about starting school. And I had to come to that man and tell him, you can't start school right now because actions that you didn't take, the lack of self-love that you didn't take at 18, now the results and repercussions have caught up with you. And oftentimes that happened to men.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it's easy for us to shun off, you know, what needs to be done or uncover things is because of lack of repercussions being immediate or the results. The next thing that the ladies said, identify what's actually going on within you. Stop lying to yourself. Identify, mm-hmm. is it you or is it that other person? Is it a situation that you're in or is it a situation that you need to get out of? Whatever it may be, or a situation that you need to get yourself into, something positive. The next thing that the lady said when it comes to was a perception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perception is everything. How you perceive a situation or circumstances. If somebody can't tell you anything, brother, then that's showing immediately lack of self-love.
Yeah.
If you and I are communicating, Sean, and I made mention of something that kind of cuts you on the inside. Like when I spoke earlier about, damn, stop being so lazy. And it cuts you on the inside. And you come across like men often do, man, fuck what you're talking about.
Guess
what? That's your perception. It was a truth that was told to you, but now your perception is hindering you from expressing self-love to yourself instead of saying, you know what, I do have ears that I'm lazy. Maybe I need to work on those things. And the last thing that they said was to discover the inner voice within you, your conscious man, your higher man. Stop ignoring, like I mentioned earlier, stop ignoring that part within you that's trying to take your life to the next level, that's trying to teach you how to love yourself. There's a part within you that has always been trying to teach us men how to love ourselves. And like you said, Sean, we will suppress it. And like I mentioned earlier, we'll suppress it with fear, pride, and lies.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. As I was going down that list, and as you said, they did it on Tuesday, I think the order would be a little different from us, because you gave it to us in order as the women for a woman or what they would do to discover. As I was listening to you, I think the first thing we need to understand or we need to do is uncover our truth. I think that needs to be number one. From there, I think we need to know our perception. We need to understand our perception. We need to know where we stand, because like you said, we have a habit of playing high go seek with our true
identity.
I like
how you put that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So I think we need to, you know, uncover our truth, and then we need to assess our perception of what, you know, how we see things and why we see things. That's the big thing. Why we see it that way. Is it based on how we were raised? Is it based on personal identity? Or is it just based on you just not giving a fuck anymore? See, that plays a major factor in it. And to go back to what you were saying about you telling that guy he couldn't attend school, that was his defining moment. I'm going to tell you why it was his defining moment when it comes to loving himself. How he responds to that, or how he would have responded, because, I mean, quite sure that happened a while ago, but how he responded to that would have determined his self-love, his self-worth, how he view himself, his perception, what type of truth he has uncovered about himself. Because if he decides to say, fuck it, I'm about to go off and do some stupid shit, then you know clearly where his self-love is. I think some men get up, build themselves up to a point where they begin to, you know, take off the bricks of, you know, not a non-reality about themselves. And once they, you know, build up enough to actually do something that they heart really desire, they get disappointed, and then they go back into hiding.
That's true. And you know what? I like how you put his scenario in regards to his actions will allow everyone to see, including himself, his self-love. Because oftentimes with women, they can express or have lack of expression with emotion. You can tell how a woman is feeling and how the day is going just by sitting back and just hearing what she has to say. She could sit there in a chair and not move the whole day, and you know how her whole day has gone.
Mm-hmm.
However, with men, you won't get that.
No, you won't.
A, women talk three times as much as we do on an average day anyway. B, men express themselves by way of, like you were saying, actions. We're verbs, not nouns. And so oftentimes, the actions of a man is going to show you how much he cares about himself. Just sit back and watch it. Damn what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're going to always give you some good lies, some good things that's going to cover up through fears. We're going to always give you some prideful shit. I got the best dick in town, girl, I'm telling you. Or I got the best car in town, I'm telling you. Or I'm making money like that. We're always going to come with that boisterous, vainglorious type of sound effects.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, just watch our actions and you'll see how much we love ourselves. Because, Sean, you have to admit to yourself that the person who you see today is not the person who you were back then. And all
Hell
you have to
no.
do is just look at your actions back then.
Oh,
that's the
yeah.
part that amazes us,
I
our
know.
Actions.
Yeah.
You know, we sit back and we're like, how the hell did I even survive some of that bullshit that I even put myself in. Now I know that it was lack of self-love. And now I see my actions today, no one can question my self-love.
Exactly. I can tell you the just different mentality that I have today versus then. So when I, you know, for those who know me, they know I had a great freaking job when I came out of high school. I was making more money than what a person that goes to get a 4-year degree or a master's would make.
Right.
So making that type of money in your 19, 20, 21, 22, you began to believe your hype. I mean, let's be honest. So, I began to believe my hype. I threw self-love out the window, and I basically built everything around the money I was making. So that was my confidence. That's how I approached women, because I felt like, oh, my house is built on solid ground. I got money. Look at my lawn. It's green as shit. Like, you know, that's how I was coming.
Green is my money.
Exactly. That's how I was coming at women. And it also gave me a sense of arrogance where I even felt the need to violate other people's relationships. Right. I even felt the need to go after married women. And that's just lack of self-love, brother. Because when you love yourself, then you know that going after someone's marriage or having someone cheat on their spouse or anything of that nature or disrespecting another man, that doesn't go with you. Something within you clicks to say, you know what? That's not right. Those morals that you've been hiding for years that pops up. You're like, wait a minute, that's not right. So it didn't come. My discovery didn't come from me until I lost everything. And when I say lost everything, the same thing that I was, you know, confident about and put forth in front of women, in front of women that, you know, signify, okay, This is my Samson. This is my hair. You feel what I'm saying? So
right.
I lost it because I gave someone the secret, and they basically cut my hair. They took my money.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So I was kind of forced.
Okay, ODB.
I'm just being real. I was kind of forced into self-discovery, which was uncomfortable for me at the time. But once I was stripped of that bullshit, I started to realize, like, wait a minute, that's not what Sean is all about. That's not his identity. I have something within me that's actually bigger than that. So that I began to build on the skills that I know I have within me, or the identity that I know was in me. I started to build on that and start to place money, which was one of the first and foremost thing in my mind, to the back of my mind, knowing that, you know what, based on this and based on me using my gifts, everything else will follow behind it. And I think a lot of men have to go through that process. That's why I say we have to uncover our truths first, and then we have to know the power of our perception before we go into the process of discovery. That's why I was saying the way I was saying it.
Well, you were telling your story, it kind of amazed me, because you said that you had, and everything was dictated by what you had. And when you lost everything, that's when the reality of evaluation came into light. Mine was the exact opposite. And that's what made me think of it, because as you were talking, I was the guy that had nothing. You talk about East Detroit back alleys broke. And, you know, but I had the charm. I had the looks of the charm for the ladies. I was the ladies' man. So I could get what I want anytime I wanted. However, my reality came in not because I lost everything, but at the end of the day, I had all these ladies and phone numbers and all the pussy I could get and the fire head and blah, 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 and them spending money on me on this and that. But at the end of the day, once I had this crowd around me, I realized how much I really didn't have. And that was my wake-up call. We both end up in the same scenario of emptiness, of lack, due to the fact yours was the loss of something, and mine was the fact that I didn't have, in reality, showed me I didn't have anything, even though I thought I had something.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
the reason I placed the priority on money, because like you said, to back up your point in the beginning, men only have conversations about what? Money, women, sports.
Yeah,
that's how they get comfortable around each other. surface bullshit. That's how they get comfortable. That's how you get that sense of love. And that's how I fell into that. I fell into, oh, I know what Sean is about. Sean ain't no thug. Sean ain't really into that. But Sean loves money. Sean loves women. So we gonna love Sean because we can relate to that. Not realizing that it was a false sense of love. And once the money fell, the women fell, and the false love fell right behind it. So now I'm forced to stand in front of a mirror and ask myself, okay, how much do I really love me to actually go on? Because I'm not going to confront to you. I thought about committing suicide at one point because I never experienced lack to the point where, you know, I'm in a situation where I have to lower my pride to ask for help. Hell, I even struggle with it now. When I ask for help, it bothers me, bro. Like, I'm telling you, I made a comment to someone the other day. I said, let me explain something to you. I have so much pride at times that I will sit up here and let my lights go off before I call somebody and ask them for the money.
Right.
And then I thought about it and said, you know what? That's fucking stupid. If you got friends that's willing to help you, why not call and
that's
ask? That's like,
even the Bible says in the counsel of many, there is safety, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of glad we're having this conversation because we need to break down those barriers. We need to get back to self-love. Because like I said, once you get back to self-love, then I really believe there'll be more role models in society. There'll be more men stepping up in households. There'll be more men wanting to actually embrace marriage instead of playerisms and mannerisms and that other bullshit that really doesn't mean anything. Only boys are impressed by women chasing after them, that whole competitive thing.
That's so bullshit. Right. Yep. Yes, it is. And I've lived that boyness. You know what opened up my eyes to realize I didn't have anything? I had all these women that had something. She's a doctor. She's in law school. She's a chemist. I'm looking at everybody going after their goals. I'm surrounded by them. And all I am is the good dick. The boy toy. No, seriously, though. That's all I was. I had the basics. Nice car, you know, had a nice apartment just in case they need to come over here instead of going over there, or they need to creep over here away from their husband, because I was that dude, too, from their husband. But to actually have a goal in going after things, to accomplish things like I have over these years, I had that lack of self-love in that area. Oh,
gotcha.
Fuck you good. I was that guy, but it was so empty at the end of the day because these women would go off and accomplish more and greater things. And I'm looking like Andre, and it just hit me one day. I was driving from a hotel room and I just finished smashing this dude's wife like the umpteenth time. She had paid me to stay off work, right? Yeah, I was a pseudo gigolo, so let's let that go. But what ended up happening was
I ain't hear nothing.
I'm driving. I know, right? I'm driving from the hotel and it hit me. Like, what if this was my wife?
Yeah.
And I'm working hard for my family. And while I'm working hard, at 2:30 in the afternoon, it's a dude on the other side of the city. And he beat my wife well. How would that hit me? How hard would that hit me? And I actually had to pull over to the side. And that's when I started beginning the process of self-love evaluation. Like you were saying, uncovering some things first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started uncovering some things, more and more shit started coming out. And I was like, oh, man, you ain't doing shit with your life. You're the idiot. You're the joke. You're the punchline in the joke. And so that's when I began the process of the Andre that they hear on the radio is not the Andre of yesteryear. This is a whole new, you know, individual in a whole new mindset based off of what you and I were discussing. Self-love. The first thing was uncovering some shit and stop lying to ourselves and stop being so prideful and fearful.
Yeah. And you want to know something else that's crazy? I had plenty of opportunities to do that through women who actually would point out my shit and call me out on my shit. And you know what I would do? I would stop fucking with them. And they were great women. And
great.
I'm not going to front to you, Dre. The last female that I did that to, I sat here and I told God, I made a promise to God. I said, God, if you ever give me a woman on the same, maybe not even the same level, just close to that woman that I just messed over, then I'm going to do right by her. Because at the end of the day, when you a man that lacks self-love, you know at the end of the day if that's a good woman or not. And
yes,
it hurts you. It hurts you when you hurt her.
And it's
we might not show it. Yeah, we might not show it, but it hurts. It hurts. I'll be the first to admit. Because I'm not going to even lie. I had to call her. This was a few years ago. I had to actually call her and apologize to her. I said, I apologize for the Sean that you dealt with. Because she saw the new Sean and she was trying to figure out like, well, where the hell was this guy when I was around? But I had to apologize. I was like, I met you at a bad time. And that's what happens with a lot of men. They meet women just at bad times.
True.
And they go through this process where if they don't know how to love themselves, ladies, they definitely not going to know how to love you. You basically picking up men that they can't give you shit, really. But like Dre said, dick. Bottomless dick. That's all they can give you at that point. So if you more concerned with that type of intimacy, then continue to date those type of guys. But if you want full-blown intimacy, then you have to let that dude uncover some stuff about himself. I mean, you can help him point it out, but it takes a special type of man to listen to you pointing out his shit and actually want to act upon fixing it. That takes a special type of man. Special type of mentality.
It takes a man that oftentimes it takes us at that stage of pain. It's sad, but true. Life would rather not show us situations of growth through the stage of pain. But oftentimes it takes us to get the feedback of failure to realize, oh man, this is the most bullshit. I can't keep living like this. Because my moment was not just in that car when I pulled over and was like, Andre, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Not in that moment only, but with your life. But it just got me the fact that I kept seeing the ladies advance and they were trying to pull me along. And within myself, I was still kicking and screaming to be the idiot that I was. I actually knew that this was a good thing. But within, I knew it was a horrible thing. It was not a good thing that I was in. I knew it wasn't a good thing. And life was trying to drag me forward through me as well as through those ladies. But yet still, they were like, you can go back to school, you can do this, you can do that. And they were setting so many examples. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking like I said in the past, I've never dealt with, you know, Shaquia from around the way. It was always the really intellectual one. So that made it even worse because it was always in my face that they had something and I didn't have shit but dick.
Well, here's the thing.
So I really, go ahead.
They were smart enough to see something in you because guess what? They're around
that's
that type
true.
Of stuff on a regular. We have a caller, area
that's
code 240-640, area code 240-640. You're on Grown Folks Talk with Sean D. Upshaw. What's on your mind?
No, I'm just glad that there is some guys that's out there that can actually admit to being wrong. We need more like that.
Hey, well, it takes a while to get there, but what else? You have any questions for us? Any comments besides that?
Oh, no, I just chimed in late. I'm still at work waiting to get off, so.
Hi,
Andre.
How you doing?
I'm good. No, okay. I mean, like Sean said, it's just the point of knowing where you went wrong. And for some, that is hard to admit, because if you're used to the same thing, you're going to continue to do the same thing. Some guys fail to realize when they have a good one, they don't see it. Because, I mean, I ain't going to say just guys. There's both ways, men and women. We've been through it. You know, you get hurt. You try to see through the next one, but you still hold on to the one that did you wrong beforehand. So you'll never see the good. You might see the good in that next one, but you're going to always still hold certain small things against it. But then, one fact, if you're doing wrong, you will always blame that next person, regardless if they're doing right by you. And see, that's the issue. Yeah, I have a younger one, so he doesn't understand that. So
hopefully he'll get there before it's too late.
Well, I mean, we have a daughter, but he still doesn't realize it. I'm always the first one to be called on. But it's just that, you know, what's the issue with continuing to play games? You can't mislead other ones because that's wrong. You see, with one person, you're straight up, oh, it's, I love you this, I love you that. But you're telling another one that, but that's not what you mean. So I don't get that.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, that's something you would never get because you're doing what you're supposed to do. But at the same time, while doing what you're supposed to do, you're trying to analyze what he's supposed to be doing. And that job is for him and him only. It's only when he recognizes what he has That's why it's up to you to make the decision what's best for you. When it gets to a point where you're in a relationship, that's one way of doing it. But at some point, you have to make a decision if this is something that you really want to deal with for another 6 months, for another 12 months, for another 2 years. You have to put yourself in that situation.
Oh, well, already in there. So,
there it is. Well, I appreciate you.
By me being older, I just realized, but it'll take them to fall a little bit harder. And see, that's when y'all realize after y'all falling harder, who's always winning this. So
yeah. That is a true story.
That's what it is in a nutshell.
There it is. Appreciate you for calling in. Appreciate you for supporting the show. She made some great points. But I think women, you know, I think you hold on to us for far too long. You have to see that light at the end of the tunnel. I know love will keep us there. I know love, you know, sometimes the family will want to make you stay. But sometimes you have to place yourself in the future and say, you know what? What if this dude doesn't change? Can I see myself still doing the same thing 5 years from now? Right. We have to assess those situations, especially when it comes to relationships. Trust me, this shit is real out here. It really is.
It is. So, it is.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and we were just, you know, calling up north, checking in with my friends up north and asking about each person. We've got this one, everybody's advanced. Everybody's showing love, self-love. Everybody's in business for themselves or doing really well for themselves and their families. And we got this one partner, and he's always in and out of jail, whether it be county jail, whether it be the prison. And his wife has stood by him like a trooper. And not saying that she needs to leave him or anything, but it's amazing how long you ladies stay around us when you see blatantly that there is a lack of self-love within us. Even before you even jump the broom or get married to us, a lot of times that lack of self-love is there. And so I believe that ladies should, if you care enough about me, before you jump the broom with me, sometimes, and I know we all have growth, and we all, after we get married, we're still going to have areas that we're going to be working on, and that's just a lifetime thing. I'm not saying that, but there are some areas that are blatant. If he's abusive, don't, you know, or if he's addicted to something, or if he has no plans on trying to advance his life, or he has no, if you see him pulling you down, that's all lack of self-love.
Yeah.
And you have to love yourself enough, back to the ladies, to say, I love me more than I love you.
Exactly. So, I mean, we've all made some great points. The caller made a great point, but we reached that point in the show where we got to, you know, let the people go. As I always say, we can never get enough information within this hour, but I really feel like we plan enough for people to take with them, for people to think about, for people to actually use to make great decisions with. So, Dre, what are your last words before we let the people go, brother?
My last words to the people, as well as to each other, man, is to just let what we spoke tonight mentally marinate. You know, just like a meal we pulled up to the round table, we all ate good. Now let's let it sink in. Let's sit back tonight and let's analyze some of the areas that we can work on, at least one or two this year. You know, we know they're not going to get everything down packed immediately, but just this year, what areas that you want to, like I always say, do you want to bankrupt? That what bullshit that you know is bullshit, whether you'll be a guy or whether you be a lady, just what areas, and analyze that and pray about that and begin to work on that, put actions to your desires.
I definitely agree. So my last words would be the benefits of loving yourself will last way longer than the benefits of not. So definitely keep that in mind. Don't be afraid to go through the process, because the results at the end of that process supersedes the results of what you're currently doing if you're not loving yourself. So as always, I always give the topic for next week for you guys to kind of marinate on, kind of know what we're talking about. Next week is going to be about spirituality. We have a special guest coming in on the men's panel next Thursday. You're going to love him. But the topic is going to be church house divide, what keeps women on the front pew and men on the other side of the doors of the church. We're going to jump into that topic because I really want to know the separation. Why is it such a separation when it comes to that? That's so important, because like I said, we have to get back to building families, and that's part of what this show is all about and caters to. We all about building the relationship between man and woman, putting it back to where it's supposed to be so we can get things
right.
Exactly. So As for myself, as for Dre, we appreciate the support. Don't forget to tune in back with us live on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same dial-in number, same station. Have a great weekend. And as I always say, don't let anybody steal your joy. Have a great night.
All of you.
On behalf of Sean D. Upshaw and the Grown Folks Talk Radio Network, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to tonight's episode. We hope that you left with more knowledge and understanding than what you came with. But in case you didn't, lucky for you, we'll be back next week at the same time, same place. So until then, remember to never let anyone steal your joy. See you at the Roundtable next Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern.